Welcome back to the Booty Bands More Than Fitness podcast. And today we're going to be meeting with Coach Opal on how to stay consistent in a routine. Now, Coach Opal's passions are helping others with their mental health and physical health. She is currently just graduated for the Booty Bands and Barbells one-on-one accountability program. She's already had several breakthroughs with Booty Bands already, and she's excited to show those to the women that come in. Let's get started. Booty Bands and Barbells helps busy women sculpt and tone their bodies in just 15 minutes a day through our physical products and our one-on-one coaching. So how to get more consistent in a routine? For me, that is instead of looking at this expectation of A to B and that's your goal, it's just going to be this one straight line. What I've really learned throughout my journey of fitness is that it actually is going to be more like this. And what I've realized is that when you get sick, or when you go on vacation, or when you're hosting people at your home, those are going to be pauses. And before, I used to think that they were going downhill, and that would spiral my thinking that, oh man, I have to start all over again. So if you have this kind of conception of starting and stopping, maybe you have that kind of same belief. So something that's really helped me was being able to realize that muscle memory allows us to get to our goals a lot faster, and those moments that we have those pauses are actual pauses. They're not going downhill. And so that's helped me stay more consistent. But I want to hear about yours.
Well, for me, with a routine, it's not going to be successful in general if I'm not prepared. And so I'm a little OCD. And so my mind, I really have to have preparation before I even set forth my routine. So for me, that's going to be making sure I went to the store to get the food and things that I need to fit into my routine. Also, my workouts. Like, I need to decide what's best for me right now, what's going to work. So I usually am a gym goer. I'm going to commit to how many days a week I'm going to go to the gym. So that's in my routine. And then I'm going to think of some other things that I can do that keeps me active. I'm a mom, so I really like to walk and I really love to do sports. So I'm going to start thinking of some things I can do with my son also on the times where I'm not able to go to the gym, so that I have this nice flow of kind of a prepared routine in a way. Although I can fit them in different areas, I'm still prepared.
Yeah, that's cool. And you were talking about let's say like if you get sick or injured or something like that, what did your mind used to do and what do you do now?
Yeah, so that rings true to me because I was just barely sick, and I don't get sick very often. It totally wiped me out. I had the flu. I was struggling with some other things with my body. I had hurt something internally here. So I had all this pain in my stomach, all this pain in my back. And so really to go to the gym and be lifting weights like I wasn't going to work out during that time, but very difficult to kind of accept that and think, wow, this is going to set me back. I'm out of my routine. I'm out of all these things. I'm not going to be as strong. But I really had to like step back and realize that this is my time that I need to rest and recover my body, or I'm not going to be successful going back into my routine once I am recovered. So I had to just kind of keep reminding myself that and really take that time for self-care. And then within a week, I was feeling great. It was super good to walk back into the gym and be able to start lifting weights again. But then once again, while I was there, a little bit challenging because I had to drop my weight. I had lost strength. My body needed to recover, but that's okay. I would have really beat myself up in the past about that and been like, oh, I'm starting from square one. Now I'm back at these like much lower weights. I have to really take it easy on my back because I had strained it. And it's okay because I need a starting point and I'm going to be able to work my way back up really quickly. And that's fine. I need to really listen to my body.
For sharing that. That's what we don't recognize is oftentimes people don't think that we're actually building muscle memory. And so like Opal said, it is going to be so much easier to jump back into where she originally was started. It's going to happen so much faster than it was before. And oftentimes we don't see that. And so being able to shift our mind and realizing, one, give ourselves grace. And two, we are making progress. We never can go back to square one. I actually have a cool story about this. I had this really awesome challenge that I had women all the way ages from 20 to about like 60 years of age. And it was this challenge, and it was like a 15-day challenge, something like this. And what happened is a 60-year-old woman won. And I went, what in the world? Did you have surgery? Did you have something? Like, what happened? And she goes, well, I used to work out a lot in my younger years. So my body really adapts to pick up weight and go back into it. And it made me really think like, wow, muscle memory is a really phenomenal thing that our body has. And so that allows us to feel that when we are on vacation or sick, or if we have an injury or we are hosting and all the chaos is at our house or whatever that week, you know, being able to really go, you know what, it's a pause. And that to me has helped my mindset so much more in learning how we can get that back up. So thanks for sharing that. The other thing that comes up with routine, previous, you always kind of had this conflict of it's either got to be like an A or a B. Like I've either got to go to the gym or I'm with my kid. And now you've been able to kind of see this like balance. So what does that look like for you now?
And playing pickleball or something like that with my kid at the park, because it wasn't as hard of a workout. It wasn't going to build my muscle the way that I was really want. But that is so silly. For one, instead of going every day now, I'm going more like every other day. So I'm still getting in a good amount each week, but I'm giving myself a day to recover in between. And then also on those in between days, I can go to the park and play soccer or whatever with my kid and still feel like I'm getting in a good workout and still being active.
I like that. I like that instead of this ideas of extremes, that we're finding that balance of whatever works for individually for all of our different lifestyles. That was pretty cool to hear that. Something that I heard recently, as Coach Opal and I do one-on-one accountability, and something I heard with one of the clients that came in this week, so how often are you working out? And she goes, 7 days a week. And I go, oh, so there's no rest days. And she goes, absolutely not. I'm working out 7 days a week. And I go, wow, well, wait a minute here. No wonder why we're kind of spinning a little bit, is because we actually build our muscle, which is our metabolism, our fat burning machine. We're building that in our rest and recovery days. You're the one that told me this, that in our off days is actually where we grow. And that was so profound to me, because oftentimes as humans, we just want to push the wheel and push the wheel, whether it's work, our relationships, or whether it's fitness, all different areas of our life, we start and just try to like push it and force it. And it almost gets to a point of that extreme where it tips over the edge. So too much of a good thing is actually a bad thing. And so being able to actually find that balance was pretty cool. Has anything come up for you?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to be overstraining your body and your muscles. I mean, I think at one point I was doing that and I didn't fully realize it until I went and had like a professional massage. And I drink a lot of water during the day as well, but I had a lot of calcium buildup. And it was because I was pushing too much weight too often, which made me need a massive more amount of water. And I was already drinking a lot of water. And so I was just pushing my body too hard. And instead of working the way it's supposed to be working, it was building things up like calcium, which you don't want. Yeah, and it causes you pain and things. So
wow,
you want to have that balance, that's for sure.
So balance for you then, what amount of days is like a good balance that you see? For somebody that's listening, they're like, I have no idea what days I should be working out then.
For me and my body, and like we've kind of brought this up before, everyone's a little bit different where they're at in their progress, but I feel really good if I'm at about 4 times a week going to the gym where I'm lifting a little bit harder, I'm straining my muscles a bit more, but then that still gives me 3 days where I can really recover my body, I can rest, I can still do something active, but not something so hard to where I'm lifting a whole bunch of weight, and focus a little bit more on my nutrition on those days. I can focus on my water intake. I can focus on my kid. And so that really allows me to have a balance and lowers things even as much as like stress and anxiety.
Which plays a huge role into obviously building muscle as well, which we'll have that conversation next time with you guys. So thanks for jumping in. Awesome having you. And if you have any other questions that you'd like to actually go more into your routine, comment routine down below as coaches to be able to find your perfect routine for you.
Thanks, guys.
So I have really never stuck with anything for more than 6 months until I found Booty Bands Barbells.
It's life-changing. The progress over perfection mindset has been so life-changing.
To have self-love and to have self-worth, I just do the 10 minutes and I'm already reaping the benefits. The workouts are fun and that they're effective.
I have seen great results that I never thought I'd ever see. I love it because I'm keeping the weight off.
We help hold each other accountable and stay committed to our goals. Booty Bands and Barbells has really changed my life for the better.
I have to be real with you. The past 6 months really took a toll on me and my body. I felt incredibly stressed, isolated, after being a good 12 to 13 pounds heavier. I said, that's it, I'm gonna make healthy choices. And I'm happy to tell you today that I am actually down 15 pounds. I feel amazing. I feel like I lost fat and put on muscle. I have a lot more energy. So it's never too late to start. You can take control again. Thanks, Booty Band Nation.
Positive that you'll get more sculpted, more toned, and you're gonna love those new healthy changes and our community and our coaches. From where you're at, no matter where you are or how long you've been in the position. So just click the button below to book the call with our team.